and hearing Jesus. Lives will be changed today, but not just that. We have the potential to make an exponential impact on into the future. And so, One Tribe, we just want to thank you for being so committed. So many of you are committed to bringing up your own children in the way they should go and helping other people's children in the way that they should go. And over the coming weeks and over the coming months, there are going to be a couple of opportunities for you to more directly get involved with kids ministry at One Tribe. And if there's any way you can get involved, any sacrifice you can make, any space you can create in your life to invest in this awesome opportunity, we really want to encourage you to do that. So kids, thanks for an awesome skit. Destination Church, thank you for doing your bit. One Tribe Church, let's do our bit. Timor, over to you.
Wow! Woo! No ways! Wow! Hey! Do you guys know this story? You know the story? Did you know? No ways! Did you know before there was earth, everything was just dark and empty? You knew that? No! How did you guys know that? How do you guys know? You've read this book! Is there more cool stuff in this book? Are you guys sure? This is incredible. Let me read this to you guys. Listen. A long time ago, there was nothing. Nothing. But darkness. It's hard to picture just nothing, but that is all there was. Except for God. Yeah, that's cool, eh? Imagine nothing. Can you guys all imagine nothing? No, you can't, because you can't imagine nothing. So, God made light. And that way there could be day and night. Then God made the earth, divided it into oceans and seas and other big parts of land. God made all the plants and the trees, and he made them grow on the land. This is a cool story. Do you guys know the story?
Yeah.
I think we should just go home. Seriously. I want to keep reading. In the sky he made the stars and the planets. He made the sun and the moon. This is so cool. Then, when God looked at the water covering the world, he made big fish. Who's seen a big fish before? Yeah. And then, wait. And he also made, it says he made little fish. Hey? Some were too small. You couldn't even see them. Wow, that's cool. And for the sky, he made large birds and small ones. Different colors, bright blue, dark green, brown, purple, red, black, white, maybe even pink ones, probably. And when he looked around, he saw grass blowing in the breezes. Can we all blow? And he saw that there was ripe fruit hanging from the trees, and God knew that this was a good place for animals. That's a good place for animals, isn't it? So let's see what he did next. He made tiny bees. Let me hear a bee sound. Bzzz. And then, I know you guys did a little stampede earlier, he made giant elephants, crocodiles, sheep. Yeah, you guys, let's do that one again. Sheep. Yeah. And lions. All different sorts of animals. Sorry, I didn't give you guys a chance. Lions. Wow. He made all these different sorts of animals, okay? But they didn't have any names yet. They were just the right animals in just the right place. And not too many. And there was plenty of food and water for them all. Now, you guys said you guys already know the story.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to test you. Are you guys ready? Okay, I'm going to put some pictures up on here. I'm going to go like this. And then a picture's going to come up. Watch. Okay? And then, if you know the story, you will know if God made whatever is on that picture. And if it is something God made, you have to say, God made it. Can you guys remember that? Okay, so let's just practice. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and then you have to say, God made it. Okay, let me go 1, 2, 3.
God made it.
Okay, here we go. Now we're going to test you. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? Check this out.
God made it.
Yeah, you guys do know the story. Let me try again.
God made it.
Let me try this side, maybe. Guys, ready?
God made it.
He made all of this. How do you guys know the story? Okay. Careful, guys, he's running that way. Stop. Quickly, next picture. Wow. That's pretty cool. So I guess the first thing we can learn from this story is that God made
everything.
God made every single thing. Isn't that amazing? Not everything. Well, we'll have to see. Maybe we can carry on reading in that story. Now, guys, don't you think that God must be pretty super amazing, super awesome, incredible to make everything?
Yes.
Guys, can you imagine trying to make a rhino? How do you even make a rhino? Hey? Or like an ocean? That's crazy. Okay, so what we're going to do now is I'm going to need just some guys to help me. Okay, whoa, 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 whoa. Guys, there's nothing in here that you guys will like, okay? Just saying. So maybe what we can do is I need one boy. Come and I need one girl. I need someone who's good at writing, who's very good at writing long words. Okay, wait, let's do this. Okay, we'll have Joel, can you come help me? Okay, Joel, Tamar, come here. And we're going to have one more. Whoa, there's lots of volunteers here. Okay, you can stay here. Okay, you guys can sit down. Maybe you guys can help me later. And what we're going to do... No, okay. Welcome to family service. Guys, will you stand this way so that everyone can see you and see how beautiful you guys are? Okay, we've got lots of volunteers. Now, what we are going to do is we're going to fetch a basket at the back here. Yeah, there we go. Okay, and here I've got some signs. Here we go. You guys are going to be our writers. Congratulations. And you guys are going to be our stickers. Do you guys know what a sticker is?
Yes.
You do?
It's something sticky on the
underneath
and the outside. It's not sticky, so you
can... Yes. It sticks in something or it can stick on you. So what we're going to do, and guys, I'm going to need your help. I need all of you guys to sit on the carpet so everyone can see here. And adults, you must stay focused. I'm also still watching you. Okay? I'm going to need your help as well. So what we're going to do is we are going to think of things that make God so super awesome, that make Him to be able to make the sea and the land and rhinos and things like that. So I've given you a few examples. So let me see which one we should pick. This one. I love this one. Okay. Who of you guys thinks that God is fast?
Yes.
Hey? Because surely God has to be fast if He made the rhino run fast. Do you guys see that rhino? It was very fast. So if God's not fast, how can you think of something being fast? So do you guys agree God is fast?
Yeah.
All right, but God is God. So God's not just fast. He is super fast. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to write some things on here. And then, you know what we're going to do? Is we're going to take these signs. Those guys can't see it at the back. We have a cake. And what we're going to do is we're going to take these signs, the sticker guys. This is what you're going to do is you're going to go, wah! And we're going to stick the signs into the cake. Okay, do you guys know what to do? Okay, we're not going to eat the cake. Who thinks God is generous? But He's not just generous, He is? Yeah, super generous. If you guys want to practice, stick it in somewhere. Just stick it. Yes, good. Okay, what about funny? Do you think God's funny? Yeah, not just funny, but
super funny.
Stick that in there. What about clever?
Yes.
What about kind? Do you think God's kind? Not just kind, but super kind, super clever. Stick those in there. Okay, but now, do you think that's it? Is that all that God is, do you guys think?
No.
No, He's more things. Okay, so let's get some more signs out here. We have lots of signs. We're going to stick this cake full of signs. Okay. We're not going
to
eat it now. Maybe later. Okay, so All you kids in the front here, that includes the old adult kids, I want you guys to give me words of what you think God is that we haven't already got. And you guys, you're going to write that word on there and give it to a sticker, and the sticker's going to stick it in. What do you think God is?
Kind.
Yes, we've got that one. Very good. Everlasting. That is a long one. He's not just everlasting, but super everlasting. What else?
Strong.
Do you guys think God's strong?
Yeah,
I think God's not just strong, but super strong. Let me see, what else is God? What do you guys think? Super speedy. We've got that one. That was a good one. What about some adults? What do you guys think God is? Creative. That was a very good one. Not just creative, but super creative. Guys, if you don't say super something, then you're not allowed to get any mandazis afterwards. So you have to remember to say super something. I saw a hand over here.
Super flexible.
Super flexible? Yeah. God, I think, is super flexible. Very good. Right, flexible. And stick it in there. What else?
Super mighty.
Super mighty. Put that on there. Mighty. What else?
Bright.
He is bright. Hey, bright is another word for? Clever. Have we got that one? He's not just bright, but
super
bright. What else?
Super awesome.
Absolutely. Let's give the adult. Okay, one more. Then we'll give the adults a turn.
Super keen.
What does that mean? I think it means he likes to help us. Hey, what about super helpful? Okay, right. They're helpful. Are we running out of signs? Let's keep going. Yes. Super helpful.
Humble.
Super humble. Yes, humble. Do you guys know how to spell that? I'm glad you guys are writing. What else?
Super
cool. Super cool. What does that mean? Super cool.
Yeah, who thinks God is super cool?
I think God is super cool. Absolutely. How many? Oh, guys, we've run out of signs. Look at that. Isn't that super cool? We have to throw them because it's got lots of oohs in it because it's super cool. Ooh. Hey, who wants to stick that in? Okay, we've run out of spaces on the cake. Next time we'll have to bring a bigger cake. Okay, guys, can you give these guys a big clap? Well done, guys. And so what we've got, you guys can sit down here. Let's just put those pens back over here. Now what we got over here is you guys can see that we have got a cake that is full of super duper amazing things that are all part of God. Do you guys agree? And in fact, if we had a bigger cake, we could probably fill as big a cake as this room trying to think of things of what God is like. Do you guys agree? Okay, now let's go back to our story. You guys mustn't distract me with the cake because we have to read the story. Are you guys ready? Okay, let's carry on. Now, you guys probably already know what's coming at that time. So this was after he created all those awesome things, using all these awesome things because God is cool. It says, at that time, there were no people on earth. Everyone go, oh. No people. That's weird. God wanted to make someone who was like him. God put his hand in the dirt. What did he do next? He took a handful of dust and then he blew on it. And he created a life that was the first man. And the first man's name was?
Adam.
Adam. Everyone say Adam.
Adam.
There we go. And then it carries on. God called all the different kinds of animals. We saw this in the skit. All the different kind of animals to Adam. And he told him, call them whatever you want to call them. Imagine how fun that must be. Hey, you, I will call you hippopotamus. Hey, that must be so fun. Hey, so he called him. But once Adam was finished, God saw that not one of the animals was suitable to be Adam's special helper. And so, while Adam slept, God took a part of Adam, and around that part, he created someone who was like Adam, but who was different. And so, that was the first woman, and she was called?
Eve.
Eve. Everyone go, Eve. Okay. And so God made the first man and woman in the image of God. He created them. Isn't that cool? So God didn't just make flowers like these pretty ones over here or animals, but he made people like you. You, he made you, and he made me, and he made those guys all the way at the back there. He made them. Okay, but now here is my question. Are you guys ready? This. In the image of God, he made them. What does that mean? Made them in the image of God. What do you think, Luke? He made him like him. And it says that early on, he wanted to make someone like him. But how do you make someone like God? That's pretty tough, eh? But maybe, let me see. Should we put this out the way? Because maybe I can see if I can make someone. Do you guys think I can do that? Yeah. Okay. Do you think I can make someone? No. Why not? True. Only God can make people. But you know what I can do? Is I can make cupcakes. Who likes baking? Okay, so what we're going to do now, guys, is we're going to make cupcakes because I want to show you what it means to be made in the image of God. Okay, please don't laugh at me because this is a little bit of a girly apron. I said, please don't laugh at me, guys. Okay, so here, how do I look? Do I look good? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do this properly, okay? And here's my chef hat. Now, how do I must maybe speak with a French accent, but I don't know how. Okay, and maybe we can get someone to help me. Calvin, do you mind helping me quickly because it's a little bit heavy? Okay, now what I need you guys to think, everyone go like this. And I need you to think, what sort of ingredients do we need to make cupcakes? Don't just quietly think. Think. Shh, wait. Okay. Okay, are you guys thinking? Thank you, Calvin. Okay, are you guys all thinking about what ingredients we need?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's see what we have underneath here. Oh. Okay. So guys, I'm going to try show you by baking cupcakes what it means to be made in the image of God. Okay, now we need some ingredients. We need flour, baking powder. I think I have all of those things. Where should eggs? Okay, let's start with the egg. Now, what do we do with this egg? We crack it, eh? Okay, so now I'm going to tell you a secret, but please don't tell anyone because this is a secret from South Africa. Now, if you want to make your cupcakes super fluffy, you actually have to do something with this egg before you crack it, okay? So what you're going to have to do is you first have to do this. Whoa, okay, yeah. Just trust me on this one, guys. Okay, all right, here we go. Yes, you're back here. Yeah, okay. Normally you have to do it 3 times, but I'm scared you guys are going to drop it. Here we go. Whoa, hey. This is not even a real egg. Who put that there? Hey. It's rubber. Oh, we can't use that one. Okay, let's put this one back. Okay. Well, normally once you've done that with a real egg, then you have to crack it, okay? So once you crack it, this is also another secret from South Africa. Do you guys know how to crack an egg?
Yes.
Yes? I bet you guys are going to go, let's hit it on the side of the bowl and crack it in. Am I right? No. Okay. Best way to crack an egg is with your head. Okay, so take the egg and you just go, quack. Okay, are you guys ready? You must put your head over the bowl. Are you guys ready? Okay, you must count 1, 2, 3. Okay, ready? No, I can't do it. Okay, let's do 1, 2, okay. Okay, count again.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, who boiled this egg? It's a boiled egg. I can't use this one. Are you guys playing tricks on me? Okay. Is it? Okay, let's just check. Let me just check. Ah! Okay, there we have an egg. That's it, there we go. All right. Wow. It's a little bit messy. Okay, what else did you guys say we needed?
Flour.
Yes, here we go. How many cups?
One.
Okay. A cup like this. Huh? Okay, so we're going to throw a cup of flour. Should we do two? Okay, two cups. Okay, two cups. There we go. What else do we need?
Sugar.
Yeah. Who likes sugar?
Yeah.
Okay. How many cups? Like 10. Okay, let's go. Okay, I think that's enough for now. Joel, I think I need you here because it's getting a little bit chaotic. Guys, make sure you stay on the carpet. Joel, what you need to do is you're going to be my assistant. Congratulations. There we go. Okay, can you start mixing this for me? Okay, get it nice into a nice mixture. What else do we need?
Baking powder.
Like how much? Milk, yes. Okay, baking powder. I think normally it's about a purple spoonful of baking powder. That's always what my mom told me. Baking powder, use the purple spoon. Okay, and we need milk. Guys, come around the other side. How much milk?
13
more. Guys, I'm being serious. I need help. How much milk? Is enough? Okay. Guys, only Joel is stirring. Only Joel is stirring. Come back this side. Joel, how's it looking there? It's looking a bit runny. Okay, what else do we need? Cocoa. Well done. Okay. Who wants to taste some cocoa? Okay. Guys, when you get home, ask your mom or dad if you can have a spoonful of cocoa. Tell them I said you're allowed to. Okay. Okay. Awesome. How's it going there, Joel? Okay, guys. It's looking a bit runny. We need more flour, like another cup. Where's my cup? Okay, Joel, you're smelling good, eh, guys? Seriously, it's smelling really good. Okay. Now, guys, I want to ask you, should we add some of this? Vanilla essence? Is it still a bit thick? That's a bit thin. Joel, your face is saying it's not looking so good. Okay, let's add. Should we add another cup of flour?
Yeah!
I think maybe I put too much milk in there. Here we go. Okay, this is, guys, it's going to turn out beautifully. Just remember, this is also that we can learn what it means to be made in the image of God. Hey, okay, some a little bit of oil.
Yeah!
Yes, I see some nods. Your moms are saying yes. Like that?
Yeah,
I heard very little. Okay, guys, what about chocolate chips? Wow. Like one. More. Okay.
Now wait. You guys are going crazy here.
Okay.
Salt. You put salt in cupcakes.
Guys, let's ask the parents. Let's see. Yes. Look. Everyone says yes. I'll just put the whole thing in. No. How's that? Is that good? Okay, a little bit of that. How about some cinnamon?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Joel. That's free. What about this? Ooh, you know what this is? This is special powder from Germany. It's pink. Should we put it in? Yeah, it's yummy.
It's not pink, it's white.
A little bit more like that. It's kind of pinkish. What about, who knows what these are? Okay. These are called speckled eggs. Should we put some in?
Yeah.
Hey, is this going well? Okay, now guys, while Joel is mixing over there, do you know God tells us that He made us in His own image, but do you know what else He tells us? Check out this cool verse. It's in Psalm 139. He says that while we were still in our mother's womb, in our mother's tummy, God created our inmost being and He knit us together. Now just think about that. When you were in your mother's womb, inside, you weren't even born yet, God knew just all of the ingredients that He needed to make you. And so just like we are adding ingredients over here,
God put together different ingredients to make you and to make me. And so he thought, it's probably good if these guys have got some legs. And he added legs and eyes and hearts and hair and eyes and everything we need to be us. Isn't that super cool? Okay? So, well, remember, God could create them. This is kind of like ears, hey? See? So you put some ears in. There we go, some ears. What about these kind of look like eyes? Should we add some eyes? How many eyes? Two. There we go. Okay. What about some, ooh, mint chocolate. Okay. All right. How's it going there, Joel? Chocolate sprinkles. This is getting crazy. No, guys, move back. Parents, help me here. This is becoming crazy. Okay, guys, careful. I'm going to preheat the oven. Everyone back. It's going to get hot. It's going to get hot. Everyone sit down. Careful. Careful. Shh. Okay. Here we go. We're going to switch on the oven. Okay. This is a very, very special oven. You don't get these in Nairobi, actually. Okay. So these are really cool. And so what we're going to do, Joel, what is it looking like over there? Okay. Guys, it's looking pretty good. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get our cupcakes ready. Look at that. Look at that. Okay, there we go. Okay, who wants to have some of this afterwards? Joel, guys, won't you give Joel a big, big round of applause? Thank you, Joel. Okay, help me count. We've done four so far. Five. Six. This is awesome. It smells so good. Joel, does it smell good? Seven. Eight. Nine. Whoa. 10. Two more.
11.
Okay, guys. Joel must try. Just stick your finger in there, Joel. Tell us, what does it taste like? How's that? How's that? Yeah, it's good, eh? Is it good? That's so good. It's kind of okay. Okay, there we go. Okay, Joel, thank you so much. Won't you give him a hand? Okay, so guys, what we're going to do now, just move back because I think the oven is getting hot. Yes, Joel, you can sit down. Okay, so remember, just like we've put all the different ingredients that we need to make cupcakes, in our mother's womb, God put together all the different ingredients to make us. Okay, so we're going to put them in here. Frosting, maybe we can do afterwards. Now, this is quite a tricky oven to open. Wah! Oh, it's a bit hot. So always be careful. Always be careful. So we're going to stick these in here. Now, guys, how long does this... Wah! Don't worry, it's a special oven with flexible doors. Okay? Okay, so I think now... It is now 20 past 11. Normally takes about 20 minutes. Is that about right? Okay. But don't worry. Don't worry. We don't have to wait for 20 minutes because this is a very super duper oven. And in fact, you guys, if you want to, you can maybe buy this oven from me afterwards. But this oven's awesome because when you spin it, it makes the whole thing go faster. Do you know that? Seriously. Okay. How many times have I spun it? Hey, you guys are supposed to be helping me. Okay. I think that's enough. Wah! Wah! It's getting a little bit hot. Yeah, see the lights on there. Okay. Excellent. Okay. So we're going to wait a little bit for our muffins to finish. Now, guys, can I tell you what the most amazing thing is about this whole story? That before... Oh, guys, I made a big mistake. I messed up the whole story. Okay, everyone close your eyes. Are you guys actually closing your eyes? That's awesome. Okay, so what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to spin it. We have to reverse it. We have to reverse the whole thing because we actually forgot one more ingredient. And this is the most special part of the whole ingredient. Ah! Guys, sorry. See, oh, there we go. We're going to take these out again because if we don't do this, we've missed the whole point of this amazing story. Okay, yeah, let's close it. You're right. We must close it to keep the heat in. Okay? Guys, do you remember this cake over here? What was this cake about? These were all different things about what God is like. Do you guys remember? Super fast, super clever, super creative, super generous. And you know what God did before he finished making you and me? He decided he's going to put one last special ingredient in. And he decided, I'm not just going to leave these cupcakes like this. I'm not going to leave my people just like that. I'm going to put part of me inside of them. And so what God did, let's see what we've got here. So, strong. Remember, God's strong. So God said, do you know what? Let me take a little piece of the strength. And this guy over here, he's going to need to be strong in his life. So I'm going to give him some of my strength. And you know, let's see over here. Oh, cool. This guy is going to need to be super cool. So let me give him some coolness. There we go. He's going to be really, really cool. This one. Oh, do you guys know people that are funny? Can I tell you why they are funny? This is why they are funny. Because when God created that person, God decided, I'm going to give this person a really cool sense of humor. And so he took a little bit of funny. There we go, that's where funny was. And he added a little bit of funny. And so he took with every single person, as he created them, he decided, here we go. You're going to need some kindness. You are going to be generous. In fact, I need you to be super generous. Really, really generous. This one, you need to be a really good reader because I need you to write books, perhaps, so other people can read. This one, whoa, this one needs to be super fast. I'm going to give him something that's fast. What else have we got here? Do you guys remember? Clever. This one needs to be clever. And in fact, you know, this one needs to be clever and cool. And so with each person, guys, God gave something special. And some, he gave lots of everything or little bits of everything. And to some, he gave lots of just a few things. But you know what he did? He made sure that everyone that did mess a little bit on the floor. Maybe that piece he didn't put in someone. And so before God finished us, he put something very, very special that came from where? It came from God himself, from who God was. He took that and he put it inside of us. Isn't that cool? All right. We're going to put it back in. Whoa, it's getting hotter and hotter. Okay, here we go. Guys, I think these muffins are going to be good, eh? What do you guys think? Okay, remember, what do we have to do again? We have to spin it. Thank you. How many times? Remember, I already spun it a few times. Okay, one more. Okay, there we go. Okay, we're going to leave those in there. Now, guys, do you know why God put all those things in there? Why did God? Do you think this makes us special, that God gave part of himself to us? Does it make us special? But remember, what were all of these things? Were they just fast? Was it just fast or generous? It was super fast. So what does it make us? These guys are really good over here. It makes us super special. Guys, it makes us super special because God took part of himself and he put it into us. And you guys want to know why? Now, there's lots of reasons why. I'm going to give you just two. Are you ready, Mara? Okay, the first one is God made us super special because he loves us like crazy. Can you guys all do this? Do this. God loves us like crazy. And so because God loves us so much and he wants to be our friend, God made us super special. The second reason, have a look at this verse from Jeremiah 29. This is something that God said, not just to one person, he said it to his whole nation. He said to his people, he said, I know the plans I have for you, and they are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. And so God made us super special because do you know that God has got a plan for you guys? Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Adults, did you know that when God made you and He put those super special things inside of you, God had a purpose just for you. And because that purpose was just for you, He had to make sure that He put just the right things inside of you so that you could do exactly that thing that God needed you to do. Amazing. Hey, you want to know if the cupcakes are ready?
Yes.
I think it's smelling pretty good. Yeah, it's been pretty fast. Okay, so let me have a look here. Whoa, I think they're ready. Okay, what have we learned so far? God made? God made everything. That's the first thing we learned. The second thing is we learned is God made us super special. God made us
super special.
Okay, now let's have a look here. Oh, it's a bit hot. Thanks for the reminder of the glove. Okay. Whoa. Whoa, smell that. Can you smell it?
No.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow. Ah. Whoa. Ah. Okay. Guys, I think I'm going to put these down here. Now, Ken. Shh. Wait, guys. Guys, this is what it means to be made in the image of God. These are all cupcakes, am I right?
Yes.
Do they look beautiful?
Yes.
Do they look delicious?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put them here. Let me hold them like this so you guys can see. Okay, and 1, 2, 3, sit. Okay, guys, you mustn't forget the story. So, it's a tough crowd. Okay, so guys, just like these are all cupcakes, and they are all beautiful, and they are all delicious. Ow, are you okay, Ethan? He really wanted that cupcake. What is one thing that you notice about these cupcakes? Say it nice and loudly. They are all different. So now look around at you. Look around. Can you guys see people? Yes. Do you guys all have a head? Yes. We are all people, but when God created you guys, God made us all different. And the reason why we are different, the reason why we are all different is because God put a little part of Himself inside of each one of us so that you can do what God has got for you to do. Now, adults and children, that doesn't necessarily mean God wants you to be a doctor, and so He gives you certain skills to be a doctor. It may mean that. But much more than that is God has got things that He wants you to do in His kingdom. And it may be as simple as this. It may be that He needs you to love people that no one else loves. It may be that He needs you to support people that have no support. And so, no matter who you are here today, are you guys listening? If you are a boy, let me see boys, wave at me. Here we go. Or if you're a girl, yeah, I'm making eye contact, I'm watching you guys. There's some people are not so sure. Or if you are young, who's young? Yeah, well done, Calvin. If you're young, or if you're old, if you are black, if you are white, if you are Kikuyu, or if you are Maasai, God made you. Okay, let's have a look at this picture. At these pictures. Are you guys ready? Okay. I want you, we're going to have a competition. Are you guys, who likes competitions? No, Kevin likes competition. Okay, we're going to have a competition between the children and between the adults. Okay, so we're going to put pictures up like this. What have we learned about these two children? We learned two things. God made them, and God made them
super special.
I think the adults are going to win, kids. So what I want you guys to do is whenever something comes up on the screen, if you think that that thing on the screen is super special, I need you guys to say, super special. Okay? So we're going to start with the kids, and then we're going to give the adults a chance on the next picture, and we're going to see who can say it louder. Are you guys ready? Okay? So let's go back to the last slide, the last one. Let's pretend like we didn't see that one. And we're going to put that one up. Kids, if you think this next picture that's going to come up, whatever's on that picture, if you think it is super special, you're going to have to shout, super special. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Super special.
That was pretty good. That means if you're a girl, you're super special. It means if you're a boy, you are super special. Adults, okay, kids, shh. Don't help them. Don't help them. This is just the adults. Adults, if you think the next one is super special, you got to say?
Super special.
Not sure how well this is going to go. Okay, let's see our next picture.
Super special.
That was pretty good. It doesn't matter if you are poor, if you are rich. God made you. And God made you super special with a purpose. Kids, your turn. It doesn't matter. If you are good at sports, that is wonderful. If you love reading, that is wonderful because that is how God made you. And so you are super special. Adults.
Super special.
Yes, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white or green or blue or pink or green or yellow. Or tan, whatever that is. It doesn't matter. You are super special because that is how God made you. Whose turn is it? Kids. Go.
Super special.
I see lots of happy kids. Do you know that there are lots of people in the world that are sad? Lots. Okay. And it doesn't matter if you're happy or sad. God has made you and God has made you super special. Few more. Adults. If you are here today, and maybe you don't have lots of friends, maybe you don't even like going to school because no one wants to be your friend, do you know what God is saying to us today? He's saying, don't you worry about it because I made you just the way you are, and for that reason, you are super special. Kids, are you guys ready? Tamar, that is a beautiful picture. It doesn't matter whether you are young or whether you are old. God has a plan for you still, and you are super special. Next one, adults. Now, guys, this one is very important. Do you know sometimes we think God only loves his people. But you know what the Bible tells us in the creation story? It tells us that God made
everything.
God made everyone. So it doesn't matter whether you are a Christian or a non-Christian, whether you are a Jew, a Hindu, a Muslim, if you don't think there is a God, maybe. The truth is that God has made you. He knit you together in your mother's womb, and he's given you special gifts, and he has made you super, super, super special, regardless of whether you believe in him or not at this stage. One more. Is it one more, Vinita?
Super special!
Is that the last one? Guys, we're going to do this one together. This is so important. You know, when I look around here, I see people that come from all over the world. Those guys, a lot of them are from Chicago. I know there's some here from South Africa, from Zimbabwe, from America. From all over the world. We look different. We smell different. We sound different. Some of us have got really big noses like mine. And some of us have got very little noses. But you know what God tells us? It doesn't matter which country you are from. It doesn't matter what tribe you are from. Whether you are Kikuyu or Luo or Maasai is that God made you and he made you super. Guy, kids, you guys are not with me. Okay, one last time. We're going to all do it together. We're going to say, God made me super special. Are you guys ready? And you got to go like this. God made me super special. Are you guys ready? One, two, three. And so, guys, as we finish now, it is really, really important that we know that it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what you do, God has made you, and God has put inside of you something very, very unique. Do you guys know that, kids? God has put something inside of you that he wants you to use for his kingdom. And that's not just when you are an adult and grown up and boring. It is now when you are at school. He wants you guys to love people, to be kind to people. He wants you to be super fast, if he made you super fast. But he wants you also to be super humble and to use it to point to God. And you know what the most amazing thing is? Is that all that God wants us to do is he wants us to love him back. And he wants us to use the things that he has given us, not for our own gain, but for the sake of the kingdom of God. And so that is the challenge, is we thank God for all the things that he has given us. But we also think about, God, what do you want me to do with this? And it's as easy as saying, God, we love you back. Thank you for making me the way that you are. And I'm going to serve you with what you have given me. Let's pray. God, we thank you so, so much that you love us. Thank you that you made us. Thank you that you know every single hair, every freckle, every single thing that is on the outside of us, on the inside of us. Thank you that you know us. Thank you that you did not make an accident. God, we thank you that regardless of whether we can hear or we can't hear, whether we can walk or we can't walk, God, that you created us in this specific way for a reason. We love you for that, God, and we ask that you would help us to use the things that you have given us wherever we are to serve you, to love you, and to love other people. And all God's children and adults said amen. Sorry, my wife made eye contact there. Amen. Thanks, Calvin.
Let's give him a hand. And thank you so much for being with us on our Family Sunday. It was super fun. Please join us for tea and mandazi outside. There'll also be games for the kids out on the grass now. Adults are also welcome to join in if they want. And if you're a visitor and you have a connection card, please drop it in the box on your way out. And have a fantastic week.